I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And over the Chicago Cubs to claim the NL Central for the 12th time, the Cardinals went on to beat the Braves in the division series, first postseason series win for them in 5 years, and then lost to the Nationals in the NLCS. Nationals will take on the Astros in the World Series. And John Mozeliak joins us now, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. I play that one, John, because that is a good memory, and it's certainly how you choose to remember the 2019 Cardinals season, whether it's four straight losses in the NLCS or the fact that they won the division, won a postseason series, and were one of four teams left standing. It's a season, I'm sure, that will bring back a lot of memories for you.
Well, I think that's right. Look, the obvious is, the season ended in bad fashion, or one that you wish you could have changed the outcome as far as getting swept. But I think when you look back at the year overall, it's a positive season because we got back to October. We did have some October success, but ultimately we didn't reach all our goals. But I was doing a little download with Mike Shilton, his staff, a couple days ago, and you have to come away feeling that it was a good year for the Cardinals. And now we know there's areas we can build on, and we'll certainly focus on that over the next few months.
How is Shilty and the staff doing? Mike Shilt fought tooth and nail to try to get this team into that position.
Well, I think that's right. And I think those guys at this point, they feel that exhaustion that rolls in. When you play in October, you also, you get that adrenaline rush and it keeps you going. But you think back to when all this starts in mid-February, your foot's on the gas for a long time. And so I think we're all trying to just catch our breath, understanding what we just went through, what we need to do. And we'll take the next couple weeks to really sort of unpack that and prepare for next year.
When you evaluate the NLCS, what do you see there? What is the main factor to you why the Nationals were able to capture that in four games?
Well, I think the biggest thing was we weren't able to score. It's hard to win games when you're getting shut out. And I think for us, it's going to be to try to understand what we need to do with that lineup, what we could do differently, and find a way to be able to put up some numbers that allows you to be in those baseball games.
Finding some consistency, right? Because it just all season, it did seem like that team was hot and cold in terms of offense. They could erupt at any time. There are a lot of points where the output just wasn't there.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, when you look at our run differential, it really doesn't equate to those inconsistencies. And what I mean by that is on any given night, you might put up a 10 spot, but then the next two, you might put up two or three. And so just trying to find what that looks like is going to be really what we need to do. And, certainly I look forward to those conversations with our staff and what that looks like moving forward.
I wanted to ask, and again, no definitive answers here, of course, because it's October 20th, but Marcell Ozuna is going to be a free agent. Just your thought on his future.
I think that's a question mark right now. I think we need to understand what we want to look like. And, whenever you ask these kind of questions, people always sort of get stuck in that vacuum of for next year. And these have much longer ramifications than just a year. And so understanding what our depth is coming up, where does Dylan Carlson fit into all this, what that looks like. And I think, allow Mr. DeWitt, myself, and others to digest that and see where it goes.
Do you think Carlson is a bat that can play in 2020?
Again, you're asking questions that aren't fair in the sense of I don't really want to label something today when we have plenty of time to sort of walk through this and decide what's best for the organization, not just short term, but long term. And, right now, coming off a tough four games, you don't want to position something where it's a knee-jerk reaction. And so, you know, do I think Carlson's a talented player? Absolutely. Named Texas Player of the Year, and you don't get that lightly. So, you know, he's someone that we're very excited about. But in terms of what we look like for next season and what that's going to mean long term, I think the staff, myself, we just want to take our time to really understand what that's going to look like.
No, fair enough. Absolutely. And that's answered well. I feel like Adam Wainwright has more in the tank. I guess that's another conversation you're going to need to have with somebody who had just a tremendous finish and really entire 2019.
Yeah, he had a great year. Obviously, when you look back to our season, you know, clearly we were defined by pitching and defense. And, you know, he was an integral part of that, gave us big games when we needed it. And I think, you know, for him, he needs to decide what's next for Mr. Wainwright and his family. And the Cardinals will certainly answer the phone should it ring. But I do anticipate touching base with him or his agent here in the next week or two.
It's going to be an interesting offseason for sure across the board. A lot of players will be available to you. Just an overall philosophical question here is this team moving forward. Again, you're looking in the future. You're looking long term. But in 2020, the Cardinals seem like they've gotten into a position here where they've muscled past the Cubs and the Brewers. How much of that being the NL Central champions motivates you to keep those two away in 2020? What I mean by that is, would it be possible that you'd be more aggressive in 2020 to try to bulk up?
I don't look at it that way. I think the Cardinals have always been like trying to find what they need to do for themselves and what we want that to look like. I think it's a little dangerous when you start trying to just chase something in your division. I think our division next year will be competitive. I don't think the Cubs are going away. I don't think Milwaukee's going away. I think Cincinnati will be stronger. I think one of the question marks in our division might be what Pittsburgh ends up doing. But when you look at how we fared this year, you have to believe that next year should go well for the Cardinals, just because a lot of our core, our future, are young players. And having somebody like a Jack Flaherty that you're anchoring to is pretty exciting. So, you know, I think if we can find a way to become more consistent with our offense, I think next year should be very exciting for us.
Just unpacking the 2019 season here with John Mozeliak, and we always love these visits and certainly appreciate it. Looking back again at 2019, the defensive improvements surround Paul Goldschmidt in a lot of ways, don't they? Just review, if you would, the season that Goldie had for you in his first full season as a Cardinal.
Yeah, I think Goldie was exactly what we hoped for in terms of how he was advertised. I mean, there's no doubt when you look at our club offensively, there's a lot of players on that team that wish they were, that did more. But I do think from a defensive standpoint, Goldie became that glue of that infield because everybody else could take a deep breath and let it go. And I think from a defensive standpoint, he was one of those like just extraordinarily important parts to why we played so well.
The Cardinals have a team that has a strong bullpen coming back. It's really remarkable to think what they did without Jordan Hicks. What do you expect health-wise for Jordan Hicks?
Fingers crossed that he's someone that, as we approach the trading deadline next year, might be someone that's available or at least in discussion. A little premature to know what that looks like today, but that would be the hope. You know, clearly when you lose that type of arm out of your bullpen, it really speaks volumes of what everybody else ended up doing. So, you know, as we start to focus on this offseason and what we want that bullpen to look like, you know, we'll be very strategic again on what we expect people to do in the offseason and prepare for next year.
I love the year that Ryan Helsley had, didn't you? And the possibilities there are endless for him, it seems. There's a lot probably to come for Ryan Helsley. What a year.
Well, he's another dynamic arm. You know, anytime you have that type of arm strength coming out of the bullpen or possibly in the rotation, it's eye-opening. And so for him, you know, obviously to be able to do it at the major league level, I think gave him a lot of confidence. And I think as he prepares for next year, he's in a much different spot than he was a year ago.
Another bullpen question would be Carlos Martinez. What do you see? And again, all these questions still need to be panned out over the next few months, understandably so. But just looking back at Carlos Martinez and what he was able to provide for you when you needed him.
Well, I think, again, when you have someone like Hicks that ends up being injured, and then having Carlos be able to fill that role was something that I think allowed for our success. In terms of what we want to see happen with Carlos this upcoming year, I think there's going to be many factors that weigh into that, and him being one of them, and what he decides he thinks is best for him when you look at his career path, but also where he is physically. He did undergo a small procedure last couple of days to get a PRP injection, but he should have a pretty normal off season now moving forward. And once we have time, we'll weigh in with him and see what that looks like.
A positive from 2019, the emergence of Tommy Edman. Just the name Tommy Edman puts a smile on everybody's face. What a season he had. I'm not sure that you get where you are without him.
Brought a lot of energy to the club. When you think back to when he joined us, it was definitely club was at a crossroads. Came in, got a lot of big hits, gives you a lot of flexibility. Not only being a switch hitter, but also someone who can play multiple positions. So I would expect someone like a Tommy Edman to get a lot of at-bats next year. In terms of where they come from, I think that's to be determined.
And just finally, taking a look at the club moving forward, any thoughts on just the entire staff and what it meant? There was and I know this has already been said that Jeff Albert will be back, but I'm not particularly pointing at Jeff Albert. I just mean the entire staff and the support of Mike Schilt. Do you anticipate that group will remain intact? And is this a long-term future together where you see Mike Schilt taking control of a group and moving forward? They seem to work very well together.
Well, I certainly hope so. But just because I hope so doesn't mean that'll happen. What I mean by that is some of these guys will have opportunities elsewhere. But ultimately, I imagine the staff is, from our end, will try to keep it together. And, you know, we're very proud of the group we have and certainly think Schilty and his staff did a tremendous job this year.
We had a great time visiting with you on every Sunday. We certainly, based on your availability, would love to have you on these shows. We appreciate it very much, and it won't be long before we're discussing. Isn't it amazing how quickly this turns? We'll be discussing the winter meetings right around the corner, and then here we go with winter warm-up and the Cardinals caravan and spring training in February.
One season ends, another one begins. That's how it works.
Isn't that the case? Thank you so much for the time, John Mozeliak. Appreciate it as always.
All right, thanks, Tommy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations on KMOX.